You got six people hiding out in a town of what? 4 million people, all of whom chant death to America.
Ain't gonna be no bathtub. Just a whole bunch of water.
I remanded the boy into your personal custody. You're responsible for his safety. I'm told that he's just been struck by lightning.
It's the first I've heard of it.
When was the last time you saw Bin Laden?
Slavery, sir. It's done.
This is my world. In my world, you gotta get dirty.
Who am I?
You're Hugh Jackman. No, you're Jean Valjean. Those are all official movie awards nominees, Academy Awards, Best Picture nominees that you heard there. All the clips from the Oscars nominees, which have been announced. It's Movie Friday. Emma Stone and Oscar host Seth MacFarlane are presented with the nominees this week. And this weekend, the great Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will host the Golden Globes. You have a well-rounded kickoff to red carpet season, and that means that Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, our movie date podcast hosts and movie mavens here on The Takeaway, are here.
Hi.
Hi, Todd.
Favorite time of the year, huh, guys?
Oh, it's
my
the best.
Very favorite. I love it.
All right, Magic. Now we're going to get into the Oscar nominees, and we're going to hear what you guys think. We're going to do trivia. You guys want to have trivia?
Yeah.
Don't answer. You save it for the end, and we'll pop it on you at the end. It is Oscar week with some of the best films of the year and some of the high acclaim. I'm going anti-Oscar. The other side of the coin, this film has nothing to do with the Oscars whatsoever.
Okay.
Your challenge for trivia, folks, you can call in 8778-MY-TAKE. You can leave us a message on the Facebook page if you want to beat Rafer and Kristen to this one because they're not going to know it. Name all three original members of Spinal Tap.
Ooh.
Three members of the band Spinal Tap. That is your charge. Listeners, you can reach us on the Facebook page. Kristen and Rafer won't answer now, but we'll get back to it at the end. All right, so let's start with the Oscar nods. Guys leading the pack with Steven Spielberg's Lincoln, 12 nominations. Close behind, Ang Lee's Life of Pi, which I saw, 11 nominations. Les Miserables, we heard at the top. Silver Linings Playbook, 8 each. Kristen, let's start with you. Predictions, best picture of the year.
You know, I think that Lincoln will probably win Best Picture of the Year, even though I don't think it's the Best Picture of the Year. It really appeals to Oscar voters. People love the big historic biopic. And who doesn't love Abe Lincoln? Abe Lincoln's just awesome. He's one of our best presidents, probably the best president we ever had. And people love Steven Spielberg. Mm-hmm. They just do.
Rafer, Lincoln and not the broad sweeping arc of Les Miserables.
No, I think it's going to be Lincoln. Mm-hmm. I think Lincoln has got 12 nominations, and my prediction is actually looking at the categories that it will go 10 for 12.
Oh, totally wrong.
I think
on Lincoln.
On Lincoln, I think it will for the Oscars. Daniel Day-Lewis is a shoo-in for Best
Kristen
Actor.
Meinzer?
I totally agree with that. I think that Daniel Day-Lewis will win Best Actor. I think Lincoln will win Best Picture. But I disagree with Rafer. I don't think Lincoln's going to sweep. I think there are going to be a lot of surprises this year. I think the Academy is going to spread the love around. I think Beasts of the Southern Wild might actually get a couple of awards. I wouldn't be surprised if Silver Linings got a couple of awards. I think there's going to be a lot of love.
Rafer, your prediction for Best Actress?
I think it's going to be Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty. It's possible that Jennifer Lawrence could take that for Silver Linings Playbook, but that's a romantic comedy, not the kind of thing the Oscars usually are that drawn to, and I bet you they want to give a little something to Zero Dark Thirty.
Now, Zero Dark Thirty is on your list of surprises. You think that that film is going to be kind of a dark horse in some ways?
No, I wasn't. I was not surprised to see Zero Dark Thirty on there. What I was surprised to see was that Catherine Bigelow was not nominated for Best
that
Director.
That she was out, yeah.
Yeah, that she was out. That really stunned me. And that's one of the reasons why I think that that was the signal to me that it's Lincoln's year and everything goes that way.
Everything goes that way. Now, there were a bunch of other great people in Les Miserables. Kristen, Anne Hathaway likely, do you think, to get
left in the lurch? Oh, I think she's very, very, very likely. I think she's a big favorite. I think that for a lot of people, she was the best part of Les Miserables, playing Fantine. She's got a very dramatic role. She's not in the movie that long, but when she's there, she really pulls at the heartstrings, and I think she's fantastic. But I do have to say, as far as supporting actor and all the actor categories go, what I'm most incensed by is who was left off. John Hawkes from The Sessions. He plays somebody who seeks the help of a sex therapist. He's mostly paralyzed, and he was so fantastic in that movie, and I was so upset that he didn't get a nomination.
I was surprised by that, too. Yeah. I thought he'd be on there. I did not necessarily think it was the best performance, but I thought for sure he'd be on there.
All right, let's transition, if we will, to the Golden Globes. And I have a problem with the Golden Globes as a concept. It's my own problem. We'll talk about that in a second.
All right.
Let's listen to Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
What are the movies this year? Avatar?
Avatar? I'd love to meet one of the blue people from
Avatar. I haven't been keeping up on pop culture. Is it Avatar this year?
Yes.
We've been practicing And the winner for Best Actor in a Drama is
Daniel Day-Lewis for Avatar.
Somebody give them a word. Give them a word. Now, the Golden Globes is a concept I have a hard time with. It's been covered. The Hollywood foreign press sort of doesn't exist. In the sense that the Oscars, people actually vote on them. With the Golden Globes, that's not the case. Maybe this is my own gripe because I'm a curmudgeon when it comes to award shows. But forget that for a moment. Golden Globes, Rafer. Are they different from the Oscars in who might be the big winners and what we expect?
I think it could be this year. I think one interesting thing is that the Oscars pushed up their nominations about a couple weeks in advance this year, so which kind of threw the Golden Globes on the ropes a little bit. So they've sucked away some media attention from the Golden Globes, mm-hmm. and I think it also tends to deflate that myth that people have that the Golden Globes somehow influences or predicts the Oscars. Mm-hmm. So essentially the nominations are already in before the Golden Globes announce their winners. You know, so I think that takes a little bit of the shine off the Golden Globes.
I personally would love to see the Golden Globes lose tons of their shine because I think they're irrelevant except when Ricky Gervais hosts. I know people disagree. Kristen, what are you expecting?
I disagree with you. I totally mm-hmm. disagree with you. The Golden Globes are the most fun night in Hollywood. It's all about booze. It's all about the underlings in TV flirting with the big movie stars. I think the Golden Globes are nothing but bad behavior, fun times, and a great celebration to kick off the season. I do not agree with you at all, Todd.
All right, that's fine. I'm willing to hear it. I may actually watch part of it, Kristen Meinzer, since you said that. So the Razzies, the worst movies of the year. Rafer, go. Worst.
Apparently the clean sweep this year for the Razzies is Twilight, the final Twilight installment. 11 nominations, I think.
But which you're sad about because you loved that movie.
You know, I liked it better. I liked it better than the other Twilights. But if you ask me, one of the worst movies of the year has got to be Battleship.
Really, really bad.
I mean, like, really. E11. Miss. I mean, really, really.
Kristen Meinzer, worst movie of the year.
I'm going to offend a lot of people, but I'm going to say The Hobbit. The Hobbit was absolutely insufferable.
This segment is over. You've just offended me. We're not going to get along at all. It wasn't as good as Two Towers, but really the worst?
Absolutely the worst.
Well, some people just don't get it. I accept that. We'll talk after, Kristen Meinzer. All right, let's go to trivia, you guys. Now, the question was, at the top of the segment, name the three original band members of Spinal Tap. Kristen Meinzer, I'm going to you first. The three original band members of Spinal Tap.
I'm pretty sure it's Christopher Guest, Lenny, and Squiggy.
Okay. You've got all the actors there. Clearly you don't know the band members, but we'll take it as a half a point.
I love this movie. Actually, I just can't remember.
Rafer Guzman, the three members of Spinal Tap.
All right, I'm a rock geek, so I should get this. Derek Smalls.
On bass.
David St. Hubbins.
Lead singer.
Nigel Tufts.
Almost. Christopher Guest plays Nigel Tufnell.
Tufnell.
Very, very close. The three members of Spinal Tap guys. Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer are hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Todd. Have a great weekend.
So here at The Takeaway, we want to hear from you. Share your Oscar picks, your trillion-dollar coin faces. Weigh in on anything else you hear on the program. This hour, we've also been talking about how you're planning to weather the flu season.
This is Lisa in Savannah, and with a preschooler and a tiny baby, it's extremely important to us to maintain a strong, healthy immune system. We take our vitamin daily, we get outside and get some sunshine, and always take our probiotic.
You can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. Next time on The Takeaway, we're heading to Massachusetts, which has some of the most restrictive gun legislation in the country, to see exactly how they approve or deny those gun permits. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. It's The Takeaway.